Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Baseball is now has a schedule. We know that the Tigers are going to be playing the Cincinnati Reds on July the 24th down there in Cincinnati. And Ron Gardenhire will be there. He'll be there the entire way. And hopefully he'll be joining us a bunch during this shortened season of 60 games. And he joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Ron, good morning. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are you? Everything's going pretty good. And it's nice to be back in Motown doing a little baseball.
Doing a little baseball. Can we ask how you feeling? You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good, and good. You know, it's nice. It's nice to be out there around the guys. This stuff of wearing a mask and all that is important, and I just had a long conversation with one of my bosses about wearing that mask in the dugout during a game. That's really hard. I mean, you know, you're so used to doing it one way, but we're all trying to ad-lib and do what they want us to do and stay safe, and that's the most important thing. We had that conversation with all the players here about, you know, their responsibility to all their other teammates, you know, so when they leave the ballpark, they have to do the right things and make good decisions, and I think we're doing okay.
Well, a lot of times in baseball, when they're playing in April or in September, when it's really cold, you see a lot of the outfielders will wear masks for warmth, so some of them are used to it, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal, right?
Well, it's also 90-something degrees right now, yeah. And they've got me a mask in the dugout. That's a big difference. When it's cold, I don't mind wearing that thing, but when it's hot, that's not that easy to do. And like I said, the conversations you have in the dugout are different, and I don't want somebody saying, what, and me have to take my mask off every time. So those are the conversations I'm going to be having, trying to figure this thing out and making sure that we could do the right things. Again, it's all about safety, and the protocol is we're supposed to wear a mask, and I'll have more and more conversations because if we're going to play baseball, let us play baseball and do it as safe as we possibly can, and a mask in the dugout is a little bit more difficult for me.
Yeah. From a practical standpoint, Ron, obviously you're dealing with a lot of you know, health checks, temperature checks, and things like that. But you also are trying to prepare a baseball team on a single baseball diamond with, I guess, five mounds, if you count the two bullpen mounds. Down in Lakeland, you got four fields, I think. You have a bunch of mounds. I mean, how are you dealing with actually taking a normal training process for a baseball team and preparing it and confining it to Comerica Park?
Well, it's a challenge, I can tell you that. You know, we're searching for another field eventually here. Hopefully we're going to split this thing up as we go along and get a group going down to Toledo where we can, you know, get more and more at-bats for these guys, and those guys can get more and more work. But there's protocol there, too. They have to get Toledo set up the right way so, you know, everything's safe for the players that we end up sending down there, the kids and stuff. So, but it's a challenge here at this level, and we spent some really, really long days. Didn't feel like we were doing a whole heck of a lot. You know, the first few days, but now we're playing inter-squad games and it's kind of back to normal baseball. We're able to use, you know, the Lions have granted us the chance to go over there to their football stadium and let some guys do some of the running and long toss and all those things. And that really helps us a lot where we can kind of get the pitchers off the field so we can do these inter-squad games. And That's a big deal for us. So, you know, we're moving forward as we go, and we had a good day yesterday, and we'll keep going from there.
You mentioned inter-squad games. Was that the greatest defensive play you've ever seen in an inter-squad game? I mean, it's made ESPN, all the shows, Derek Hill with the unbelievable catch.
Yeah, and even in the dugouts, when they actually, which was really cool, they put it up on the big board and showed it over and over. And all the guys were hooting and hollering pretty good. So, you know, that was, like I said, those moments haven't come around in a while because of this COVID thing. And it's really nice to see a bunch of guys get really excited about a play like that. The kid had smile from ear to ear. And you know what? That kind of made a good day for us.
Does he have a shot if he can hit a little bit to be a major league player? Because obviously he's got great speed and he's a great defensive player.
He can, just like you, we saw that play. He can cover ground, and you know what? He finds his swing, which all, you know, kids going up through the system have to do, find his niche and what's going to make, you know, give him the best opportunity, contact, or, you know, using the whole field, or whether he gets a little stronger and starts driving the ball to the ballpark. The defensive side of it, he doesn't have to worry about, because he can really play, and he can play all the spots out in the outfield. So, you know what? He's got that infectious smile, and he can really play some defense, and it's all about finding his swing, and he's working at it.
Stoney, I'm glad you clarified, and you said the greatest catch ever in an intra-squad game, because
right.
Hardy might be partial to a Kirby Puckett catch back in 91.
Yeah, I've seen a few really, really good catches. But that one yesterday, I can promise you, I agree with you, that's the best catch I've ever seen on an inter-squad game, no doubt.
We're talking to Tiger manager Ron Gardenhire here on 97.1 The Ticket. Right before you came on with us, Tony played a clip of you talking yesterday after the game about Michael Fulmer, and wow, the transformation in him is I wouldn't recognize him if he walked into the room right now. What has that been like, and what is his attitude? Must be just off the charts right now.
I told him you look like a young Ron Gardenhire when I first started playing, about 180 pounds, and I mean, you know, he has worked so hard, and like I said, you get those moments as a manager and coaches. When a guy has put so much effort and time into trying to get back to play baseball and all the injuries he's gone through, he came walking off that field and walked into our dugout. And I told him, you know, how'd that feel? And he was like, he had a smile from ear to ear. And those are the best moments in baseball. This guy, you know, really wants it, and he's worked real hard to get there. And, you know, he got out that mound, and he threw the ball really good. And, you know, him walking off after two innings, like I said, worked as hard as he is. He's in the best shape of his life. And he really wants this thing. But that smile, that's what it's all about.
So where is he? Is he close?
Sure. I mean, he is. I mean, we're going to – I mean, that was the first outing. And we're going along here. His velo's not where it was. Obviously, you know, he used to throw in the mid-90s, the upper 90s, and he's down in the lower 90s right now. But over time here, we'll see where we're at, you know, by the end of spring training, and talk to the trainers and make sure that, you know, we don't want him to have a relapse or hurt himself. But, you know, he wants the opportunity to make this ball club, and, you know, he's going to get his chance to pitch, and then we'll go from there, and we'll see, you know, when we break down this 30-man roster, where everybody fits.
How cool is it as a manager to see Miggy talking to Torkelson and just their relationship? I read that he's been pretty helpful to the young guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're a young player and you got Miguel Cabrera around here, and there's a few other guys that have been doing this for a while that have had success, when a guy like that actually takes the time to walk up and talk to you, it's pretty impressive. And Miggy's always that way. He'll talk to the vendor out on the street that's working his tail off to make a few bucks, and he'll give them the time of the day just like he does anybody else. And that's the greatest thing about him. You know, he's the friendliest guy in the world, but, you know, Torque being out there, Miggy's been there, you know, one of these high picks, and you go from there, and the expectations, and I'm sure that the conversation was pretty good between the two about just doing what you've done to get here. And so that's the important part of having leaders. We got a few of them. Miggy's as good as they get when it comes to conversation with young players.
We saw the schedule when it came out a couple days ago, and Stoney and I were both a little surprised at two exhibition games down in Cincinnati. Did you – I thought the owners had said there would be no exhibition games. Were you surprised by that?
No, they gave us the option, and I thought it would be great. You know, when you're sitting here playing, you know, inter-squad games and all those things, then you have that option to go play against another team. Those are refreshing. And I guess the worst part about it is, you know, we'll have a day off, which I told them, if we're going to play exhibition games at the end, you have to give us a day off before the season starts, which that will happen, you know, in Cincinnati, wherever it might be, we're going to get a day off. But those are good. Playing the other guys will be really fun. The unfortunate part is we open with them and play them a couple, three more times, but that's okay. You know, we'll get the day off, we'll have that, and then we play 20 in a row, so... I think those games are important, that we're playing another ball club, get a feel for what exactly it's going to be like in a major league stadium, playing exhibition games with no fans. You'll really get to see it. It will be an eye opener for all of us, and then we'll be able to opening day should be okay. I think because of the exhibition games, I think we'll be fine.
I know it's only been a few days since you guys have regrouped. Is there anybody who surprised you that the fans will say, wow, I didn't realize he was this good, or somebody who's going to make the team that you didn't expect?
Well, there's been a few guys out there that, you know, have actually gotten a little bigger, a little stronger, and those are the fun guys to watch. We've got those young pitchers, you know, when you see them during spring trainings, it's always kind of like, Yeah. But then you see them after a while, you haven't seen them in a while, and you start watching them walk out there. These are big, old, strong boys. And when they step out there and start throwing the ball like Mize and guys like that, I saw Manning out on the mound standing kind of behind second base and watching him throw. And, you know, I've seen him throw bullpens and everything, but when you're behind him as like a shortstop where a second baseman would be, watch, you know, where his arm angle is and the velocity that he has, but and how the ball comes out. But when he throws a curveball, oh my goodness gracious, I wouldn't want to be a hitter. So some of those things have kind of like, wow. And I know it's all everybody talks about them, but when you're actually out on the field and you get to see them, that's pretty impressive. We've got some pretty good-looking young men.
You know, Ron, they call you a baseball lifer, and I got to tell you, you can hear an added enthusiasm. And maybe all those mornings of watching Let's Make a Deal and Price is Right caught up with you, because you're back in your element, you're back in the dugout, so it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, and you know what, I am excited, and we're having a good time here. It's you guys know it, you've been around a clubhouse, and all the BS that starts flying, that's what it's all about, and watching these young men go out and do their thing, and the coaching staff's really excited. And you know, in a 60-game season, everybody can say whatever they want to say, but with the people that we've added here, I liked it in spring training, and I like the way these guys are going about their business. Anything can happen, and that's, you know, the eternal dream is to, you know, do something really, really good, and I think this ball club's going to have that opportunity. It's going to be fun. Hopefully we'll play as good as I think we can play and, you know, make it fun for our fans again.
One final thing, Al said that there are some people in the organization, I assume some players, who did test positive. I know you can't give names. How concerned are the guys about what's going around in the clubhouse, actually?
Well, everybody's concerned, and you know, I had meetings yesterday. We got two different groups, and I went through, and I had meetings with both of them. You know, of course, we're distanced in the clubhouse and everything, but about that, you know, how each and every player in this clubhouse and coach owes it to everybody in this clubhouse to be responsible when they leave the ballpark. Taking care of themselves, you know, at nighttime, going out, having dinner, but doing it the proper way, or staying away from, you know, the bars and all those things and the discos. I said discos and I got ripped pretty good in the clubhouse. But that's okay. I can handle that. But anyway, I think everybody understood the gist that, you know, hey, you got to take care of yourself because this is our family right inside this clubhouse. So hopefully these guys are going to be responsible enough that they don't go out and screw around and end up, you know, getting sick and catching this thing and bringing it back and, you know, hurting everybody in the clubhouse, because we are a family and we want to take care of it that way. And so I think the message was clear, and I think, you know, those guys were all shaking their heads. So hopefully we'll have responsible young men that, you know, take care of themselves off the field as well as on the field, and everything will be okay.
You just used to hang out at the discos in your time in New York with the Mets. Studio 54 was Ron Gardenhire's place.
Staying alive, baby.
All right. Hey, Ron, thanks so much. Have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks. See you.
All right. Ron Gardenhire, Tiger manager, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.